everyone, it's Victoria here and it is New Year's Eve 2021 and what am I doing? I'm at home on my own. Well, I've got my dog Mr. Darcy here, who I am praying is not going to bark, because once he starts he doesn't stop. It's a bit of a weird one for me for New Year. My son Harry got his first job this year part-time while he's going to college, and it's in hospitality, so hence that he's working tonight. But the good thing is I pick him up at 11 and I get to bring in the new year with him, which I'm so glad about, because yeah, if it had been completely on my own, I don't think I would have liked that. So I'm just having a little bit of a pamper evening, and then I thought, you know what, I'm going to record this. So it's not going to be as long as normal due to the fact that it is New Year's Eve. But I did want to focus on a few things, like confidence. What do you do when you lose it? How did I build my confidence up? You know, when I lost my confidence, and also, goals for 2022, you know. I know for myself, I have spent quite a lot of time planning out things for work, because I've got a launch of my new product coming out in January. And also, do you know what I would even say, more importantly, goals for like for next year, for life, or you know, for my personal life, because I don't really want to get to the end of next year and have lived my life the same way. So it actually leads me onto a story, which I'm going to tell you really, really quick. It was a long time ago. I was about 23. So it was a long time ago, bearing in mind I'm 42 next month. And I went to Australia and spent some time in Sydney. And then I went out to Surfers Paradise to meet a friend. Oh, my goodness. I haven't even had a drink. So went out there to meet a friend and landed up living in a flat with a few girls. It was so much fun. Anyway, one morning I got up and I decided that I was going to go and hit the shops. And Surfers Paradise isn't really, really big, but the shops were not in walking distance. So I thought, right, okay, I'll just get a bus. So go to the bus stop, get on the bus. And I did notice when I sat down that there wasn't any windows on the bus. And I thought, that's kind of weird. But when I looked around at everyone else, they didn't look particularly worried about it. And I just thought, well, you know, Australia's a really hot place, so that must be the norm. So anyway, we're heading towards the mall. And so we've got probably about another 10 minutes of the journey. And then the bus decides to do a left down a ramp onto the beach. So I'm thinking, okay, right, okay. But I'm looking at everyone else and they don't seem surprised. So I just thought, oh, they must just take a scenic beach route or something. So we went along the beach for about, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then the bus decides to do another left into the ocean. So if that was me now, I would probably be having kittens. I mean, I would start panicking, definitely. I'd probably be trying to climb off or something. But back then, I just kind of looked at everyone else and I thought, okay, well, they're not worrying. You know, they weren't worrying about the windows or anything. So the bus proceeded to kind of, you know, go out quite a way. And then all of a sudden, there was this noise and it was like, it sounded a bit like a cow mooing, didn't it? The wheels went up and oh my god, the bus turned into a hovercraft. I don't know if anyone's been on this. I'm guessing that there's probably loads who have been on it, but then it started to just go out deeper and deeper, and we had just this like ride in the sea. That's the only way that I can describe it. But it was amazing. And then we went along the coast for about, I suppose, I don't know, maybe 6-7 minutes. Then the guy just, you know, turned the bus right, went up the beach, went up the ramp, and then carried on the rest of the journey. And it was pretty surreal, really. Beans, I thought I'd got on a real bus. So the moral to that story is the reason that I didn't worry, or, you know, probably more importantly, you know, really panic, was because confidence. I had confidence. I thought, oh, well, you know, I looked at everyone else and I kind of believed. I thought, well, they would be worrying, so it's fine. And I honestly do think that if I could go back and I could bottle some of that confidence that I had when I was younger, it is literally like liquid gold. And that brings me to, a few things happened to me throughout my life that did knock my confidence, but I was always pretty confident in what I did. So I have a stage background, obviously, where I was a singer, and I was confident at doing that. Not when I first started, I wasn't, but as the years went on, I got really confident and I believed in myself. And then when I decided to go into business, I was pretty confident. You know, I didn't really have a fear of failure. And even though, you know, when I first started in business, I didn't really know what I was going to do. And I loved everything all about, you know, beauty. I love all of that. Nails, makeup, eyelashes. That is completely me. And so I thought, oh, I could be a beautician. I could do some trainings and classes, and then I could have a beauty room in my house. So cutting a long story short, had the beauty room in my hair. Had the beauty room in my house, but it didn't really occur to me that I wasn't going to have any passing trade, because I lived in a little cul-de-sac. So we just, you know, the people who lived there really were the only ones who, you know, went up the road. So I very fast realised that. And then I had to kind of make, you know, a very quick decision, because I was a single mum with a mortgage. And to be honest, was in the shit a little bit, because, you know, I had my son in a really good nursery, but it was costing me so much money. So I needed to act really, really fast. And so one night I was sitting in the lounge with my mum and I was like, oh my gosh, I could do pamper parties for children. Literally, as I was saying the words, I was putting a page up on Facebook. And these were the days when you could put a business page up on Facebook and everyone would see it. And you didn't even have to be on that person's friend list to see that page. And within 48 hours, I gained my first event booking. And the funny thing was, I hadn't even planned the party. I mean, there was no thought that went into this at all. It was literally, I'm going to do pamper parties for children. And that was it. And anyway, fast forward 6, 7, 8 years, I think. About 8.5 years it was. And I'd really, really grown the business. And I'd studied Facebook ads, so much, until there was nothing that I didn't know about them. And I just marketed and did everything that I could to push this business. And then it got to, it was 2019, and it was at the start, and I thought, right, I've got to pivot this business. I want to go into full-on event planning, and I want to do christenings. I want to do, you know, bigger events. I want to do the big birthdays, Christmas parties. I wanted to do it all. And so I started idea planning, and I was so excited, and I was gaining the bookings. And then it got to March 2020, and we all know what happened then. You know, COVID hit the UK, and the schools closed, we went into lockdown, and I lost every one of my customers within 48 hours. Of course, rightly so, you know, they all cancelled. And of course, you know, that I wasn't the only business that happened to. It affected so many people in so many different ways. And, you know, I don't even need to say, it's just been so devastating, hasn't it? And the way that I would love to say that I was one of those people who just said, right, okay, got a problem, you know, I've got no business now, I need to pivot. But I wasn't. I wasn't one of those people, unfortunately. And I completely went to pieces. It was such a shock. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And I just completely went to pieces. And thank goodness I was so, so lucky, because I could work for my dad, self-employed. And so that kept me going. That kept me going for the mortgage and, you know, the bills and you know, and everything. So, you know, I thank God for my dad, because he was there when I needed him. Both of my parents always there when I need them. And I know that I'm so lucky. So anyway, all through 2020 from March, I just couldn't pivot anything. And then towards the end of the year, December 2020, I had this idea, and I knew that it was a good idea. And I thought, right, that's what I'm going to do. Then it got to January 2021 this year, and I made a very, very loose plan. But in my heart, I knew that I couldn't do it. I just knew, because whenever anyone, I mean, I laugh about it now and I probably shouldn't, but I suppose it's good to laugh about things, what have hurt you, if you can. And, you know, anyone would mention my business and I would literally burst into tears. So I knew that I wouldn't be able to, this was January this year, I just knew I wouldn't be able to do what I wanted to do. My plans weren't going to come to fruition because I wasn't right. So because I knew that and I'd identified that, what I did is I knew I had to gain that confidence back. So the way that I did this was work on myself. So I had a personal trainer. I do really struggle with my weight. So I needed to do that anyway, but I exercised. I ate healthy. I meditated. I got really into meditation. And I remember someone saying, do you meditate? And I thought, oh, you could be joking. And the first time that I did it, oh my gosh, it was so hard. But it is so true. If you practice, it is so good for you. And I know, it's funny. I even know now I've got to get better at it. But so far, so good. So I ate healthy. I exercised. I meditated. I did a lot of mindset work. I read books. I read anything that was positive. I would listen to positive mantras. Everything that I possibly could see or watch or listen to, I would. And I got really into podcasts. I've got to be honest, if you'd have said to me 2 years ago, what's a podcast? I don't think I'd have been able to tell you. And then I just got really into podcasts this year. Just listening to ladies in business. Then I listened to one called Luana, which I absolutely love, with Anna Williamson and Louisa Zimmerman. And oh my goodness, it just makes me belly laugh. They are absolutely fantastic. And so then I realised I've got to surround myself with laughter. And so that's what I did. And I kept doing it, and I did it all year, and I continued to do it. And then it got to September, and this sounds so cliche, but I literally did have a light bulb moment. And all of a sudden, it was like mid-September, and it was like a ping, and I was okay. I was actually okay. And it was like all of a sudden, something had gone off, and I realised that actually I was meant to lose my business. But not just that, I needed to lose my business for me to evolve and go on to bigger and better things. And then on that day, I contacted my web designer. I started putting a website together. I started to make a plan, and it was positive. And literally, I mean, I can't believe it when I say it, to be honest, because I never thought that I would get out of that hole. So the moral to this is, if you are in a situation where you've lost your confidence, it could be with anything now, and you just feel like you can't get out of that hole like I did, I'm not going to say that it would work for you, because it might not. But for me, everything worked: meditation and eating healthy and focusing on myself. Which I find really hard to do, because even though my son's 17, I get a lot of mum guilt. But it really is true. If you focus on yourself and you give yourself that little bit of time that you deserve, you will notice that things start to get better. And you have to start with the first step, like I did. So I'm going to leave this podcast here, because as I said, it was going to be a short one. But I am wishing you an amazing, happy, wonderful new year. And I hope that you get everything that you wish for, because I think we all deserve that. Take care, everyone. Happy new year. And